BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, I'm Scott Mills, and here is Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. All the stuff we do on the show today on Radio 1. I come up with an ideal way to keep cool in this hot summer weather. It wasn't quite what I was expecting. Dan and Phil play Real or No Real. Dear Scott is also a summer special. All your summer messages read out by the posh Radio 4 lady with some advice for you if you and the lads are off on a holiday soon. It's Monday's show, Best Bits. Enjoy.
BBC Radio 1.
All right, Chris.
Yes, how are you?
I'm really good. I've just come back from Cabos.
You loving it?
Yep.
And what's everyone saying in Cabos then?
They are... I saw some real sights this weekend. I saw a lot of girls in crop tops.
Yeah.
A lot of people... a lot of people holding each other's hair out of their face while they're being sick.
Are many people doing the shirts then this year? Because I get the impression that's been toned down a bit, which is disappointing.
Here's the thing. I know that you used to love wearing shirts with your names on, your nicknames. I didn't see one group of lads.
Weird, isn't it?
I think it's over. I don't think people do that anymore.
Do you know what? I'm going to Cavos this weekend. So maybe I will shirt up.
Maybe bring back the shirt, because I didn't see... I did see some hen do's and I saw some stag do's. And I saw loads of lads on their first lads holiday. Didn't see one shirt.
Mm.
And you'd have been proud. There I was in the early hours of yesterday morning, about 4 a.m., trying to make a piece of cardboard fit into the card slot in my hotel room next to the door. So that the air conditioning would be activated. It's like 45 degrees in there. I'm like, had a couple of drinks. I was like, this cardboard will fit. Do you remember when you slept outside one year?
Yes, I do.
Couldn't actually make the air conditioning work, so slept outside instead.
And the
not
flight,
that hard.
The flight, was Pamela Anderson on your flight this year? Or
was
that just a one-off?
No, I got the same flight, the 5:50 a.m. from Gatwick North, which Pamela Anderson was on last year. She wasn't there last year. I was quite upset.
Disappointing.
I love it that she was on that flight. Because obviously you've got that thing where the bus takes you to the plane. It's not the one where you go through the tunnel and get on. So... she must have loved all the blokes on that stag do going, get your... that.
Yeah.
Pammy.
Pamela.
5 o'clock in the morning.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's summer and this is Scott Mills. Loads of people sunbathing listening today. Amy in Kettering's got Radio 1 on loud in her garden. No one's complained yet. My neighbours have some questionable music when the weather gets hot.
What, I mean, is it summer music or is it...
Yeah, well...
They're not playing Christmas songs, are they?
No, not Christmas songs, but just... Everyone's music seems to go louder, right, when the sun's out. Like, I don't hear from them all year, but then... Yesterday, do we really need the whole of the first Leona Lewis album?
Oh.
But not really summery, is it? Anyway, Amy and Kettering's sunbathing. So is Dale, catching some rays in Great Yarmouth on the beach right now. Amy's listening in Bristol. It's boiling. It says 32 degrees where she is. As you'll know, every year in the newspapers when it's like this, for a whole... what do you reckon we've got now? Another week of it? That'd be awesome if we have. Anyway, in the papers you'll see places like Bournemouth Beach full of people. That's on today. You can't see any of the beach at all. It's just bodies. That's actually my worst nightmare. Like, there's no space at all. Literally, you are rubbing shoulders with the person next to you and you don't even know them.
I think they estimated that 250,000 people were on Bournemouth Beach
no
on Saturday.
No way.
250,000.
Then, also in the papers, you'll get some lovelies on a beach, either frolicking in the sea in somewhere like Morecambe and pouring water over themselves. Or you'll get reports of the ice cream sellers running out of ice cream. Has that one been on yet? It must have been on.
Surely.
Ice cream vans ran out of ice cream in balmy Bournemouth yesterday. It's things like that that make Britain great.
It's so true, though. In most the tabloid papers, there will be a picture. And in some of the cases, there's two papers with exactly the same picture of girls frolicking in the sea.
Where do they get those lovelies from? Do they go up to and go, all right, I'm from the newspaper. Do you want to just... pour some water over yourselves. We take a picture, love. How does that work? Where do they get the lovelies from in the first place?
They're having a lovely time.
Or do they, like, are they models? Do they bring in the lovelies in a van?
Right, this is my theory. I think they are. I think they're brought in.
What, so they just ship them in and then put them in the sea?
Yeah.
They're not there, actually there at the time.
So have a great time.
Wow. Anyway, it is quite hot, you may have noticed. And if it's hot for long enough, which is never is here, like a lot of houses abroad have air conditioning, but we don't have that in our houses because it's never hot for long enough.
Mm.
Our weather is beige. So when it is hot, there's absolutely no escape from it. How boiling is it in bed?
Well, yeah, it's...
That made it sound like we go to bed together. We don't. I'm just saying generally,
yeah.
Like in people's houses at the moment, it's too hot.
You're having a hot time in your bed.
I really am. I mean, you could get a fan, but that just blows the hot air around. Now, last summer, I think it may be the summer before even, I was encouraging you to put ice cubes under each armpit, which does actually work. So if you're sat there watching TV and it's too hot, just a couple of ice cubes under each armpit really does cool you down quite quickly. But I have found something that cools you down even more than that, which you might want to try. Let me know if you do. The thing is, because I'm at work, and a lot of people will be listening to this at work like now, the ice cubes... It's impractical. It's tricky to keep those ice cubes in place when you're moving your arms.
You're thinking like me now. You're thinking in business opportunities, aren't you? I can see your mind whirring.
I think this might catch on.
And this will be more effective than the ice cubes under the arms?
Hell yeah, 100%. Hello, Gina and Sophie, who say we are sat in Portswood, Southampton.
Yeah.
You used to live there.
I did used to live there.
Waiting for your ideas on how to cool down. We are sweating so much... I'm worried we won't make third year into Southampton University because we will actually melt. I hate that when you can't escape it. Okay, so here's my idea. I tell you, it worked a treat for me last night. I haven't medically checked this, but it works. Seriously, within 10 seconds, you are so cool.
What concerns me about what I think you're about to say here is you've made me change. For this, you've made me put some different shorts on.
Hmm. Okay, what's the problem with the shorts?
Well, they're fine, but they're wet swim shorts.
Have you been swimming?
Yeah, but you've made me put these on, which suggests that your way of cooling is
short based.
Is down there.
I've also put some swim shorts on. Okay, I'll say it. Ice cubes down the pants.
Right.
It works.
I see.
And it's kind of, I mean, it's one step further than the ice cube under each armpit, but it takes it up a level, lads.
And you did this last night.
Yeah, I just tried it at home last night because I could not get cool. So how are we going to do this? Because this could be potentially dangerous.
So you've put your swim shorts on.
Okay, but I'd like to pour it down you.
Right, so it...
Okay, but then I don't want to look at it.
No,
So if you hold the shorts, how are we going to do this? Well, you hold the shorts open.
I'll hold the shorts, but what I want you to be very aware of is there's a Velcro element to the front of these shorts, which could come loose. So
not too much of the ice?
No, so who's going first? Am I going through?
I think that you pour it into my pants first.
Right, I see.
But I would ask you to look away as you pour.
Yes, I will do my best to look away, but I can't help if you're going to... Just be careful about how you stand.
Are you saying you can't promise?
No, I'm saying that I've got to look down to look where I'm putting the ice.
Well, no, but you can't look. I'm going to actually shield your eyes.
But then I can't put the ice down.
Try it.
I don't, trust me, I don't want to look. But I don't want my hand to accidentally graze.
Go.
Oh. Silly.
Don't look!
Okay, well, I need to see roughly.
Straight down the pants, go on.
Am I above?
Yeah, no, you're. Ah! You're in the right area!
There they go, right. Just a small up. Yes?
Yeah.
I thought I saw it. No.
Did you see?
I think it was a shadow. Okay. I worry that this is about to happen to me. Look, there's one with four bits stuck together.
Here. Down. Oh!
There you go.
Oh, I'm much cooler now.
But it works.
Right, okay, I'll do you. Ready?
Well, hang on.
Are you ready?
Don't look.
I won't look. I'm not looking. I
promise
I'm not
me.
Looking. Go.
Halt!
How's that for you? Better?
Calm down. Oh, that's cold.
Okay, right now I've are you cold?
Oh.
Okay, what I've got is a menu for what's happening tonight on the BBC. I want you to read that out now. Go.
BBC 3, 7 PM is the Women's Euro 2030. I've got my eyes are going funny.
Spain v France. Jackie Oakley introduces live action Spain face France in another key game in England's group at the Women's European Championship in Sweden.
I can't bear it anymore.
Radio 1, 7 p.m. Phil and Alice, Zane has part one.
It went down the back.
Of an exclusive interview with Jay-Z, plus all the highlights from Tea in the Park.
Yes. One more.
One extra, 7 p.m. Mr. Jam.
I'm going to have to take these off.
Laura Mavula will be live in the studio, plus the Daily Dose mix from 9 p.m. with the resident Smog Records. These have got to come down now.
Okay, I won't look.
Well, I tried it last night with just one ice cube. I wasn't expecting, like, a whole load. It was a whole cup load.
Are you suggesting this is a sensible way of cooling down? Because, if anything, it burned.
Can you feel anything there right now? I don't think I can feel anything.
Ooh.
I feel like I've got a frostbite.
I feel that's a weird one too. If someone says, what did you do today? And I say what we just did, that's kind of odd.
I don't think I'm recommending it now.
No.
Well, maybe one, but not like a whole load.
Mm.
Got loads of ice left if anyone wants it in their drinks in the office. Anybody?
Worryingly, someone... are we right in thinking that had been filmed?
Mm. You filmed that?
I'm not sure that's a good video.
No, absolutely not. He followed us into the loo as well as we were getting changed. I wish there was a heater in there, don't you? There's no heater.
Never needed a heater more.
Oh.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily. Talking about Zane, we so need to persuade him to do a speech jammer thing. Do you remember this on Friday? Where we put a delay in Chris's headphones, a tiny little delay. But when you hear yourself, it just sends your brain mad and makes your voice do this.
How can I help?
I've just lost my flat and I was wondering if I could come and stay with you.
I still want to know what makes your brain make your voice go up like that.
It is so weird.
So only Chris can hear it in his ears. I don't know if you missed this on Friday. It's on the podcast. And it's like a 0.2 second delay. But for some reason, it scrambles your brain and makes you sound like that.
Have you been drinking?
No. Absolutely not. I would never drink at work. That would be not allowed.
We're just saying how fast Zane talks and how amazing would it be to put his voice on the speech jammer.
Oh, yeah.
I think he may agree to it. We're in talks right now. The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, summer vibes from the Posh Radio 4 lady. It's a summer special of Dear Scott. What have you been emailing me? We're about to find out.
Dear Scott, Chris and the PR4L. I'm going to Ayanapa, lads, next week. And I was wondering if Chris has any tips for me of what and what not to do on a lads' holiday. Cheers, Stephen Madison.
Okay, I don't really have any experience on this. So over to our resident lads holiday expert, Chris Stark.
I'm just thinking about this one. I went to Napa. It was a lovely time there. But if I'm honest, I can't remember...
anything.
Not much. And I can't remember if what I'm thinking about was either Falaraki or... Do you know what I mean? Because it all does sort of...
To be honest, I know they all go into one. But I think you'll find that one resort trip is much like the next. And... like, you've got the strip there, you've got the hotel. They're all kind of the same, so I think any advice will apply and be the same for any of the resorts.
I think the first thing I'd say is, if you're like me, you'll be sharing a room with like, six other blokes. Don't put Cheetos in your mate's bed. We did that one night as a bit of a laugh, and then it backfires on everyone, really, doesn't it?
In what way?
Well, just the smell and the sort of... it's just not comfortable. And then if you ever have to use that bed, because your bed's been occupied... You're in the Cheeto bed, aren't you?
And it's... Yeah. Also, it makes the cleaners very unhappy. And you do not want an unhappy Greek or Spanish cleaner, believe me.
Agreed with that, which probably would lead me to my second point, which is don't tell the cleaner to leave you alone every day. Now, what happens is the cleaner will come in about 2 p.m, which will be very early, because you'll still be in bed, probably.
Housekeeping!
And it'll be service!
Oh, service!
They always shout that. And generally... we'd ask them to leave.
Go away, please.
Because the last thing we want at 2 p.m...
I mean, I know. Who wants their room cleaned at 2 p.m. on holiday? No one.
So often they have to go. But the point is, after a while, they insist on cleaning. They will clean around you. So what I'd recommend is if you do think you can manage it, let the cleaner clean.
I have I have been cleaned around before.
Yeah, they will do that after a few days because the place will turn horrible if they don't.
Yeah.
And probably that would lead me to my third point. And I think the 3 points can just surround the bedroom. Have a very defined time for everyone to use the toilet for the number twos, just because what we did is we organised it so that there was 1 hour a day where everyone would go do that. And then it gave the room plenty of time
to air.
So then everyone else would go, and then you'd go in there.
Hang on, so did you write this down? You had like a diary?
No,
like,
we just...
Right, so Chinese Dave's in at one, Chango at two, the Beast at three, Convict at four.
No, what we did is we just left an hour. So what we did is we said 5 p.m. to six, that's when everyone does. And then from six, we'd all go for food.
Oh, I see.
So then it was sensible because then it left a couple of hours for the... So basically, if you are... I mean, that's probably my accommodation. We could do loads more tips, but then maybe that's just listen back to 24 Years at the Tap End.
Absolutely. It's still available, isn't it?
It's still available. Series 2 on the Radio 1 website. Yeah. Scott Mills pages.
And also, with the Cheetos thing, you have a nasty bed. And also, no one has any breakfast cereal. Because you're always getting up for breakfast, aren't you?
I agree.
I hope that helps, Stephen. Next!
Dear Scott, Chris and the PR4L. I'm on holiday in Malaga with my friends Claire and Ellie, celebrating the fact that we've finished school. We've just started watching our third episode of Storage Hunters when we could and should be at the beach soaking up the sun. If I hadn't known you liked this show, we would have dismissed it. Now we're addicted. Send help. This is a serious situation. Love you, bye. Amber Brown.
Oh, Amber, bad times when you've gone on holiday somewhere hot and you're staying in the hotel room and watching Storage Hunters. However... I'd do the same. You know how much I like to watch TV on holiday. I catch up with all my favourites. Storage Hunters, Hardcore Porn, I get the Ellen DeGeneres show on when I'm away.
I've got to admit, you've really got me into that Storage Hunters programme.
It's good, isn't it?
I think that one is great.
Really good. If you haven't watched it yet, get involved. But it seems like Storage Hunters is ruining their holiday and they'll come back pasty white with no hint of a tan. Sorry, it is good though. It's worth it. Next!
Dear Scott, Chris, PR4L and everyone else working on the show. I'm currently lying on the hardest bed ever on holiday in Cyprus, trying to recover from last night's drinking, and Cy Gentleman has just come on the TV. Oof. If only I could hear the PR4L version, I'm sure it would help me recover. Love you, bye. Emma, open brackets, feeling fragile, close brackets.
Emma, happy to help.
Gonna make you sweat. Gonna make you wet.
This really help your hangover.
You know who I am. Wet sigh. Wet sigh. Wet sigh. Wet sigh. Wet sigh. 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 I'm a mother, father, gentleman.
I don't think that's gonna help if you're on a really hard bed.
I don't know. It does sort of motivate me already.
P.S. Why are the beds so hard in the standard self-catering apartments on holiday? Chris, I'm sure you can relate from all your lads' holidays. Lads!
Any idea?
I can relate. It's done on purpose. They want you to be uncomfortable.
Why?
Well, they just do, don't they? I mean, that's...
What, because you're not paying much money? Or because they want you out so they can clean round you?
Yeah, I think they just want you to feel on edge. They don't want you in the room for much time.
So they make the beds hard on purpose.
That's my theory. Because why not just make them comfy? It's done for a reason, Scott.
Okay. To spend as little time as possible in their rooms. Mm. Because then, less hijinks and pranks will happen.
Well, yeah, they know all the trouble happens in the rooms. They want you out of there.
Can I just play something to you? I've got an outtake here from the Posh Radio 4 lady.
Lads. 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 Okay.
So she's obviously recorded it a few times.
Yeah.
Just to get it right. I thought we'd play them all. And I like the posh... Okay. As she goes back into Posh Radio 4 mode at the end.
Lads. 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 Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
I feel quite sorry for Carly Rae Jepsen today.
Why so?
Because I don't think she'll ever recreate the success of worldwide hit Call Me Maybe.
Is that really why? Is this dawned on you?
It's true, though, isn't it? We've said this before. It's like, if you have a son like that, you might as well quit.
Mm.
Because you're never going to get it Well, you're never going to be able to do that again, are you?
I suppose you can try.
But you're not. You won't. We've said this quite a lot before, haven't we?
Yeah. I know what you mean, but I don't want to discourage you. If, in case she's listening, like...
Keep trying, love. Love that song. No, it's because she was in Florida the other day and she attempted the first pitch at a baseball game, like the first throw. Have you seen this yet?
I've not seen this, no. What? No, what
it's
happened?
So embarrassing. Just embarrassed herself with, like, the worst first pitch ever. So she chucks the ball so far off target, it almost kind of takes out the nearest photographer. Actually knocks okay. the camera from his hands.
I do always think it's quite a big deal, because this happens a lot in America. It's like a big tradition, isn't it? The first pitch is done by often a massive celebrity.
Yeah.
But it is quite a lot of pressure if you're not... Because the gap is actually quite...
It's quite big. But I just looked at it and the first thing I thought was, like, if that was me, I would also throw like that.
Yeah, I bet.
Have you seen me throw?
No.
Oh, my word.
I'd love to see you do something.
It's actually worse than that.
So is there a video?
There is, and I want you to watch it. If you're feeling a bit fed up because you're inside and you can't go outside because it's Monday and you're at work and you just need to get through the next couple of hours... Seriously, we'll put it up on the Radio 1 on the Radio 1 Twitter and Facebook now.
That's the worst throw I've ever seen.
Here's what they said.
Here is the first pitch of the ball game. Carly Rae Jepsen. This is all I'm going to tell you is you're going to have to go back. She gives it a great effort here, but you're going to have to go back to 2009. The official belt holder for the worst ever first pitch of a ball game was Baba Booey. But that one right there is going to give it a run.
Who? Who's Baba Booey?
The official belt holder for the worst ever first pitch of a ball game was Baba Booey.
Oh, Baba Booey, of course, the first worst pitch ever.
This is amazing.
I think Jepsen may have taken over Baba Booey now.
She gets it. I don't know how she's managed.
it's because she holds onto it for too long. And they were saying that in the rehearsals, because they do rehearse these, she was perfect and she was getting strike after strike after strike. But then on the night, that happens.
I'm desperate for you to do something like this.
No. Because when you say things like this, it actually happens.
Do you know what? There's a lot of baseball teams in the UK who I think, like, we should bring you along to do the first pitch. I mean, I'd love to do it in a massive stadium in America like that.
Yeah, but anyone. I'm thinking that I'd quite like to do it just to make Carly Rae Jepsen feel a bit better. And maybe send it to her on Twitter or something and go, look, I'm a boy and I can't do it.
Oh, it would be an amazing video. Brilliant.
Have we put it up yet? Oh, yeah, awesome. I'm going to put it up now. At BBCR1 on Twitter and the Radio 1 Facebook. Watch and watch again as she throws pathetically. Lots of people watching this now on the Radio 1 Twitter. And, I mean, someone says, like, someone needs to teach her how to let go of the ball, you know?
I think if she comes here again, I think what you two should do is go out and play a game of rounders together.
we'll just
do it in the local park.
Me and Rae Jepsen playing rounders would be awesome because we wouldn't get anywhere.
Oh, wow, this is a great idea.
What a good idea. Rounders with Scott and Carly Rae Jepsen.
I like this rounders as well.
Nothing would happen. let me just hear this again. This is the audio of when she did the first throw.
Here is the first pitch of the ball game. Carly Rae Jepsen. This is all I'm going to tell you is you're going to have to go back. She gives it a great effort here, but you're going to have to go back to 2009. The official belt holder for the worst ever first pitch of a ball game was Baba Booey. But that one right there is going to give it a run.
Okay, we find out who Baba Booey is. He's you in America.
What do you mean he's you in America?
He's off of Howard Stern.
Right.
Lol, that we just compared to Howard Stern. I did that just then.
So
he's like a massive DJ in America. Like huge. And he's his sidekick.
Baba Booey?
Yeah.
Baba Booey.
He's had an autobiography released and everything.
Oh, wow.
Same. 24 years at the tap end.
Yeah.
What's his one called?
They call me Baba Booey.
just seen a picture of Baba Booey.
Exactly the same.
Not even exactly the same.
Even looks the same.
Baba Booey.
He looks ridiculous.
Yeah. That's you. So now we know.
That's not me.
So is though.
I'm not Baba Booey.
You are Baba Booey.
I'm not your Baba Booey.
You are my Baba Booey.
I'm not your Baba.
You are.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Dan and Phil, hi.
Hi, hi.
Hello. Are you all right?
Good, thank you, yeah.
Good.
Warm.
Yeah, how was your downstairs after the ice
couldn't feel anything for a good half hour.
Can you feel anything yet, or is it still slow recovery?
Starting. It's a slow recovery. But it's starting to come back.
Just bear in mind, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Isn't that the phrase?
Kelly Clarkson.
There you go.
Does that apply to this particular act, though?
Yeah.
Permanent damage.
So we've got a little proposition for you. Have you seen the Carly Rae Jepsen video of the first pitch that she threw?
I haven't yet. I heard you talking about it.
It's great.
With the awkward throwing.
It's so good.
How awkward is it? Okay, I'm looking at it now. Okay. Oh, pre-roll ads. I'd be homeless if it wasn't for them, though. So it's please don't get ad block. That's okay.
At BBCR1 on Twitter if you want to see Carly Rae Jepsen's fail.
Oh, no. That was the worst throw I've ever seen.
I think she did better than I would.
I like that she sticks her leg up in the air like...
Do watch this, please, because it will brighten up your Monday lunchtime and afternoon. It really will.
That is why I'm never going to do that ever in my entire life.
Well, here's the thing. We're waiting for Carly Rae Jepsen to come over next time to invite her for a game of rounders.
Okay.
But I'm thinking that we just get all the really bad people at sport and have a little match on Friday if you're free.
You can put our names down.
Friday morning.
You're looking for bad sports people.
Well, no, I'm also there. We're going to invite Charlie Sloth. We're going to have a great time because we'll all be really bad and we can film it. What you're saying?
Good. Yeah.
Bearing in mind, I hate that at school when it's just like, you know, there's always people that are better and I'm always the last to be picked. We are all the last ones
equally
to be picked.
Bad. I like that. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, there's no one that will be any good. So, I mean, that makes it easier, right? It makes it less awkward.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a fake broken toe at school for 8 months.
Just to avoid doing PE.
Just to avoid doing PE.
Wow, Phil.
That's good.
Really?
Yeah. I used to hobble when I walked into the changing room and then just walk out afterwards.
Did you used to forge your mum's signature?
Yeah,
well?
A few times.
I've broken done that. Toe.
Yeah. Well. Also, Chris, are you going to be there? I think you should commentate.
Yeah, I just don't, listen, I'm not going to big myself up too much here, but I'm saying that I feel that I could at least throw in a straight line, so I don't know if I qualify for the Friday sports.
If you can throw in a straight line, you probably don't qualify.
You need to commentate and just be generally annoyed with us, because you will get annoyed.
Yeah.
Are you going to do that on Friday? Are you free?
I think so. Free. Yeah, there's going to be a few critical accidents, I think.
Well, yeah. Also, someone just told me that rounders isn't a real sport. It is.
What?
It's competitive.
That's unfair.
And I was always bad at it, so that's sport, in my opinion.
So Friday for rounders.
I'm saying Friday around, you know, less than about 11.
OMG.
Okay, so it's Real or No Real with Dan and Phil. What about this lot?
The sunglasses worn by the character Tony Stark in the Iron Man films were computer-generated in post-production after Robert Downey Jr. complained that he looked too tired in some scenes.
Wow.
So CGI sunglasses.
That wouldn't surprise me, to be honest. It's like when you find out, when you see the adverts for the Harry Potter tour and you realise the entire thing was just in a green room, like Dumbledore just waving a stick on a chair.
It's really disappointing. And sometimes when you go around, like, I don't know, one of the big studios like Universal, sometimes I don't want to know how it did it because it really ruins it.
It ruins the magic completely.
But Iron Man shades, are they computer generated?
I just don't think. I mean, I know he's the man. Surely you can't go, oh, I look too tired, draw me on some sunglasses.
You can if you're that famous.
Yeah, well, he takes about 0.001% out of his check, hires a team to do it for about 5 months. You could do that.
He is the most well paid Avenger. I know that much. So he might have had some special demands.
Yeah.
He has his own sunglass team.
But, like, if you're a pop star or a Hollywood actor, you can pretty much demand what you want. And if you feel tired and you don't think you're going to look good, draw them on.
Yeah.
CGI.
No, I just think this would be a step too far. I'm going to say no real on this one.
I think it's so possible that I want to say real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
I would have thought that would be real, actually. What about this film-related one?
James Cameron originally planned Avatar to be released in 1999, but got so into it that the film was only ready in 2009.
I think that's a thing, isn't it? Because it's like when you realise that most directors spend like a decade planning every film, and it's like, what?
I know he put a lot of effort into it.
Generally speaking, he tried.
Thanks, Jay. Like, he tried hard.
Yep. Didn't he do Titanic?
Yes.
Yeah. Am I right in thinking that?
Yeah.
But that was like 99, wasn't it? So surely you'd just be lapping up the glory of... No, yeah. I don't mean it like that. I don't mean lapping up the glory of the Titanic. Like
decade victory lap.
I don't mean like that, but you know what I mean?
It was very successful.
Yeah. You can work on more than one film, though, can't you?
Yeah.
But did he finish Avatar 10 years late? Got carried away?
Do you know what? I still haven't seen it.
What? You haven't seen Avatar?
I haven't seen Avatar in it.
What?
But to be honest, I'm probably going to get hate for this, but I have no urge to go see it.
No,
whatsoever.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean, but it is really good.
Is it though?
You had to see it for the sake of seeing it because everyone in the world went to see it.
I went in with your kind of thoughts, Chris, and then I cried.
Yes.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
Well, at the bit, yeah.
Yeah, at that bit.
At the bit with the tree. Spoilers.
No, spoilers.
No, spoilers.
Hey, it's good that none of us know about films. You guys probably do.
Kind
of. Like, Grimmy doesn't.
Really?
As we're finding out this week on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Tomorrow, he's got Vanessa Hudgens in.
Wow.
Oh.
He probably doesn't know who that is. Do you know who that is?
No.
Chris?
Which one's that?
Okay, let me show you a picture. Are you more interested now?
Okay.
Oh, okay. That's so the picture of Vanessa Hudgens
right,
you're
so
showing.
Who's that?
That's Vanessa Hudgens.
And
she's
been
off
in...
of High School Musical.
High School Musical, Zac Efron's girlfriend. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Have
yes,
you seen
I
High
do
School
know
Musical,
that.
Chris?
No. I can't. I couldn't say if I did anyway, but it's. I know the one you mean.
Yeah, you do know. Yeah, yeah, so she's on tomorrow.
She's really famous.
She is famous. She's on tomorrow with Grimmy. Real or no real? James Cameron finished Avatar 10 years late.
I'm saying no real.
I think that's real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yeah.
10 years. What about this?
The so-called voice of God voiceover artist, who has voiced one third of all movie trailers in the last 20 years, is female.
No one way.
One third of all movie trailers.
No.
Rich.
So, I thought this... Because it's always that guy with a really deep voice. That's the one I'm thinking of, right?
Throughout history... man has marvelled at the vast complexity of the universe.
Come on. Are we seriously saying that that's a woman?
That can't be a woman.
One third of all of them.
Are we debating whether it's a third of all of them or whether it's male or female?
Male or female.
So it is true that it's a third of them?
Yes.
What?
I want that guy to narrate my life.
I know, right?
Money.
And you know what? He probably does it all from his shed, like the bloke of X Factor.
Yeah, emails does. It over.
Yeah.
Does it all in his shed. All that live from London. In his shed.
That annoys me, actually.
Why?
A third. Because that's a con then, isn't it?
Why?
I know you get paid to do a job and stuff like that, but that
why is
when
it
I
a
hear
con?
Well, when I hear him in few, well, it's not sincere. He doesn't mean it.
Oh, I bet he's into the films. You'd have to be.
Oh, you really thought really? He cared about the films?
No, now I know he probably
just
definitely
sits there.
I'm afraid, yeah. He definitely does he?
Hang on a second. Are rolling we really through. Thinking that when you hear someone do a voiceover for a car or for a washing up liquid or for a newspaper...
Are you seriously telling me that you would lend your voice to something if you didn't fully endorse it?
Absolutely.
Are you kidding?
You remember when that girl band, they had that song out called He's Fit, Love Bites or
Love
something.
Love Bites, yeah.
Now, you only gave your voice to that, I'm sure, because you fully endorsed it.
I've got to be honest.
Scott,
I've
what
got
are
to
you
be
saying?
Honest. I didn't care.
Oh, my word.
Wow. I got paid.
Oh.
But I think it might be the same for other voiceovers. I don't think they necessarily care about the products. They just sound good.
I thought that toy that always comes out at Christmas was your favourite toy. That's
no,
why
that,
you
that, that's different. It is.
Oh, okay.
But with the girl band, not so much. Anyway, this one.
Throughout history, man has marvelled at the vast complexity of the universe.
Is that a girl?
No, it's not.
This is such a stupid thing. You know what I mean? It's like, why would you even suggest the idea that it's female unless it might be real?
But
you know,
they could have changed it. You know, real or no real?
No real.
Real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Damn it!
Oh.
No!
Oh, Dan. Oh, Dan.
Taking risks today, Dan.
The Muppets movie was censored in New Zealand on the grounds of gratuitous violence.
Yeah, but it is New Zealand.
True.
What goes on in the movie, then?
Well, there's a couple of fights.
A couple of Muppet fights?
Mm.
Puppet on puppet action.
Yeah, but... censored in New Zealand, they just didn't think it was acceptable.
They censor everything there, don't they? Australia gets no games, don't they? Because like someone sneezed, bad for the kids.
Yeah.
But gratuitous means lots of blood everywhere.
Yeah, gratuitous is
all
like,
over
whoa.
The Muppets.
I don't remember the Muppet movie, and I have seen it. Have you seen that one?
No.
Don't remember it being gratuitous violence.
Was there any cartoony violence?
No, because they... It's not
cartoon violence is allowed, though.
Yeah,
the itchy and scratchy is like horrific sometimes.
No, but I don't just mean itchy and scratchy. I mean just any. It seems to be more acceptable if two cartoon characters.
If it's not real, it's okay.
Yeah. So, what do you reckon?
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to be sensible because my day's been ruined. No real.
No real.
That one is real.
Oh, what?
No, explain. You can't just say real. You need to explain it, Scott.
So the censors in New Zealand took a particularly dim view of a fight between Fozzie Bear and a pirate.
Oh, right.
So it was censored. Again, I said different rules in New Zealand. And at the end of that reel, no reel, Dan's had a shocker.
He has. He only scored 10. I scored 20. And Phil wins. Scored 30.
Yes, Phil. Right.
Thank you.
Hey. Got any videos for us?
Yeah, we did the latest YouTube craze, which is called the Cotton Ball Challenge, where you have to get a blindfold on your head and try to scoop cotton balls onto a bowl balanced on you. And you're supposed to not know if you're picking them up or not because they're so light and you look really stupid.
They're running out of ideas for these challenges.
I know.
But we gave it a go and it's going to be on the radio on YouTube later on today.
Okay, and see you for Rounders on Friday, hopefully.
Yeah.
So those were Monday's best bits, and this is the rest of the week on the show, just to make you aware. Tomorrow, Tuesday, Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Wednesday, Daniel Radcliffe will be on the show. Thursday, Laura Tobin off of Daybreak, Weather Lady, plays Innuendo Bingo, 1:45. And on Friday, we have the first play of the brand new song by One Direction, and we talk to Harry Atchell-Styles. Scott Mills.